The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Yep.
That music can only mean one thing. Yes, the start of hour number three. And as long as the NCAA tournament would have been going, we're going to be going. We're like a battery. The Energizer Bunny, if you will. We just keep going, going, and going all the way to bracket season. And what is going to be, based on at least the words of Eric Kane, the most popular subject we've rolled out to date. Good morning, Tyler Ivins, Will West. And the starting lineup is on 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal. Okay. This is it. Every morning we roll out a subject, a topic for you, 18 bracket. We call it bracket season. And today, Eric Kane, without any further ado, will allow you to present what you believe will be the most controversial, popular topic to date here on the starting lineup.
Best sitcoms.
Ooh, that's strong. Okay. That is very strong.
It is
strong.
Carla Tortelli's 72nd birthday. So, obviously, the Waitress from Cheers.
Yes. Oh.
So, we're going to do sitcoms. Are you ready, gentlemen, for the first four out?
Yeah, let's do it.
First four
Andrew,
out.
I'm going to judge you. I'm going to judge you.
That's
just
fine.
To let you know.
Just another day here. Right. Number nine, first one out, Roseanne.
That's
Doesn't
fair, actually.
Make the cut.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Number 10, Modern Family.
Also fair.
Very popular right now with the younger generation. And this one's tough for me, and Tyler, I know it's going to be tough for you, man, because it'd be number
Don't
one
you
on
say
mine.
It. Don't you say it.
It's How I Met Your Mother.
Okay, well,
it's top three for me, but I understand why it doesn't make the greatest of all time conversation.
The eight better be Grand Slam phenomenal.
And number 12, Parks and Rec.
Oh, that hurts, though. That hurts.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. I can understand why it made the first four out. I guess I should just be happy How I Met Your Mother made the top 12. Without any further ado, I want to hear who you have 1-8.
All right, so your top matchup, your top seeded. And again, this isn't just because it's her birthday, but Cheers.
That's solid.
The top seed.
Don't have a problem with that.
We're off against the 8th seed, Andy Griffith.
That's solid, too. That's solid.
Don't have a problem with that.
All right, the 4-5 matchup, 4th seeded, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Heading on against number 5, MASH.
That is a good matchup. That is a nice opening round matchup.
Boys, that's hamburger soft serve ice cream worthy. Wow.
Yeah.
Soft serve and a helmet worthy.
The one that I think is going to get the most complaints about not being higher, still a 3 seed, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Yep. Okay, who's Seinfeld going up against?
The Office.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tough draw.
That's a killer, too. Yeah, the middle of that bracket's rough.
And
so Tyler, who do you have at the end?
Tyler, get ready to be upset. You got the second-ranked Friends going up against seventh-ranked All in the Family. So the 2-7 is Friends, All in the Family.
There
okay,
that's not bad. That's not bad.
My complaint should be with Andy Griffith's real quick, 30s Club wants to argue How I Met Your Mother. I don't believe How I Met Your Mother all time is better than Andy Griffith, the 8th seed, or All in the Family, the 7th seed, and it's not better than the 6th seed, The Office. So, you know what? As much as it pained me to hear that they were in the first four out, Kaner, you know what? I don't have a problem with your top 8 right now.
I appreciate it.
I don't. So 1-8. Will, Cheers, Andy Griffith. I'm actually going to step aside for you here because I'm actually intrigued how you would actually lead off here.
All right, so I'm gonna go with Cheers. I am not an Andy Griffith Joe fan. It's fine. It's okay. I think that there are some funny moments, Barney and all of that. But I like Floyd the Barber. I like it more than I think I do. But still, Cheers is an all-time great. 20 plus years, I think, or somewhere around 20 years that thing was on. So give me Cheers. It was on forever, and it spawned spinoffs and things like that. So, yeah, give me Cheers.
It was on my Netflix last week.
Nice. Solid.
Woody Harrelson's best performance happened on Cheers. It didn't happen in Zombieland. It didn't happen in all the other films like The Cowboy Way that he has been in. Cowboy Way, underrated movie.
White Man Can't Jump.
Underrated movie, White Man Can't Jump.
He's phenomenal as Woody Boyd.
He is.
Cheers. Remember how yesterday Jerry and Jimmy just kind of like ran away with things?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say Cheers is going to do that looking at the 18 field, but so far so good.
All right, a toughie 4-5. Curb Your Enthusiasm going up against MASH.
I already know where Will's going to lean on this one, or at least I believe I know where Will's going to lean on this one. For me, Larry David is just a comedic genius. I think that him having two touches on both two entries into this field, it says a lot. So, curb your enthusiasm over MASH. And MASH, I know my parents would probably lock me in my closet and put me in timeout for saying that.
Yeah, my dad's going to toss me a beat the next time he sees me. Fortunately, we're on quarantine. So, as much as I hate to do this to MASH, which is an all-time great show, Kirby enthusiasm is better, so I move it forward.
All right, Will, I know where you're going with the next one. The 3-6 is going to be very tough. Seinfeld against The Office.
Here's the thing. Seinfeld had one bad season, and that's the first season. After that, it's the greatest television show of all time. But you still have to consider the first season. No. The Office, you have to take into consideration the years without Michael Scott.
Bingo.
And too many Office fans don't do that, is that you have to look at the full body of work, right? It's not as if the NCAA selection committee is just going to say, well, never mind what you did in February and March. Look at what you did in November, December, how great that was. You still have to consider the end. Seinfeld in a walk on that one.
Seinfeld, again, after Michael left and you got introduced to Nelly, I have a thing for redheads, but Nelly did nothing for me moving forward. Robert California was a likable character once he grew on you. But still, it's Seinfeld. They have too many iconic sayings, episodes. I mean, people are still referencing it today. Seinfeld, yes to me, the 3-seed advance.
Season 9 finished better than what the end of season 7 and 8 were for The Office, for sure. Bob of the bracket, number 2, Friends. Number 7, All in the Family.
I'm actually going to take All in the Family on this one over Friends. Friends is a very good show. All in the Family was an iconic show. It was a cultural icon. It kind of was able to somehow grab a hold of the cultural zeitgeist at the time.
It paved the way.
Yeah, it really well. It also just had a way of like art imitating life in a way that we saw transitioning in generations in a way that I don't know if any other show ever has. So give me All in the Family moving on past Friends.
Some of the back and forth between Archie and George, some of my favorite. And look, I've made it known on this program that I'm not the biggest fan of Friends. So, Archie. 7-seed upset as well for me. I have All in the Family moving forward as well.
All right, Final Four, you guys have agreed on everything so far. Final Four matchup number 1, top of the bracket, Cheers against Curb Your Enthusiasm, the 1 against the 4.
Look, Curb Your Enthusiasm is, for me, I still make many references, and I'm not trying to spoil what's ahead. I can't have Larry David versus Larry David in the championship round. So for that being said, I'm going to take everything that brought me happiness and laughter as a kid with Cheers, watching reruns with my grandparents on their rug and Powell, that I will Curb Your Enthusiasm. They're both fantastic shows, but I feel like I could rewatch Cheers over and over again before I could rewatch Curb Your Enthusiasm. So I'm going to take the 1-seed here.
I'm going to take Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's going to move forward. It's just at a completely different level. It's so wrong in so many different ways. When Larry David, who is a Jewish man, goes to and pretends he's Palestinian, but even though the Palestinian people want to kill him because the chicken is delicious and he wants to continue to go to the Palestinian chicken place, so he pretends he's not Jewish and just so he could have the good chicken. That is just at a different level that we've ever thought of from any other sitcom ever. We've never seen anything like that. I am going to go Larry David moving over and Curb Your Enthusiasm over Cheers.
All right, Seinfeld, All in the Family, 3-7.
Will, I'll let you start this one.
I'm going to go Seinfeld over All in the Family. I mean, Seinfeld was just that good. I am going to go Larry David versus Larry David at the end. Seinfeld will move on over All in the Family. All in the Family, again, was able to grab a hold of the cultural zeitgeist like no other show ever has. Seinfeld is the better show when you just talk about episode in, episode out. Can you rewatch it? Still to this day, it holds the test of time in a way that maybe All in the Family doesn't, and that's why I go with Seinfeld.
Seinfeld for me. I mean, look, Keith Hernandez, the second spitter, everything. Kenny Rogers Roaster. It's Seinfeld. There's too many iconic episodes and sayings for me to even. There's not enough time for us to go back and forth with Seinfeld.
Will, Upset City, a 4-3. Are you taking Curb Your Enthusiasm or Seinfeld to win it all?
I'm going to take Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Woo!
Here is why. Curb Your. You do have to consider the first season of Seinfeld wasn't good, and the finale was terrible as Seinfeld. So because of that, I know that's splitting hairs, but when you start talking about the greatest of all time, you do have to split some hairs. And Curb Your Enthusiasm, the last season just finished, and it was magnificent. So I'm going to go with Curb Your Enthusiasm because it's never lost the fastball at any point in time.
Cheers against Seinfeld, Tyler.
I hear where Will's coming from. I really do. And the Curb Your Enthusiasm is a fantastic episode. But from the puffy shirt, the soup Nazi, I mean, are you kidding me? Are the marine biologists? Jerry trying to get a massage the entire time from the girl that he's dating who is a masseuse. The Summer of George. Seriously, I mean, the master of your own domain. It's Seinfeld for me. I can watch it at any time, turn it on, fold laundry. I could listen to it on MP3 and not have to watch it and still get a kick out of it, enjoy it. For me, it's Seinfeld.
Man, you guys took 3 and 4 seeds opposite of both sweeping the Jerry and Jerry yesterday one-on-one.
Did you guys ever see the Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry's going to a Dodger game, but he's running late, and so he wants to be able to use the carpool lane, so he picks up a prostitute just to pay her to ride with him to the Dodger game, just so he could use the carpool lane and get through all the traffic.
Goodness.
That's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That episode, the episode where his wife keeps walking in and he's trying to watch the adult channel. I can't. Okay, Cater, you're right. It lived up to it. Whenever you have me laughing to end a segment, know you got me. Coming up on the other side, we'll get you caught up on what you've missed throughout the morning and get you ready for Start, Pitch, Cut. Tyler, Will, Eric, yes, the trio, 3 different bros from 3 different locations today. Hi, good morning. You're listening to the Starting Lineup on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
The NCAA Division I Council voted Monday to grant an extra year of eligibility to all spring sports student-athletes whose seasons were canceled due to COVID-19. The decision allows for schools to expand their rosters beyond the current scholarship limit. We'll leave it up to each individual school to decide whether to grant seniors less or equal to financial aid next year compared to what they received this year. Winter sports athletes did not receive another year of eligibility. Balls picked up their 8th commitment for the 2021 recruiting class yesterday. Athlete 3-star Jalen Wright from North Carolina. The Balls made the top 6 for 3-star defensive lineman Anquan Barnes out of Montgomery and await the decision of in-state wide receiver Walker Morrell, who is set to announce his commitment today at 1 Eastern this afternoon. It's 8:19. Get a check of the roads. Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
You know, gentlemen, sometimes all you got to do is ask. Man, I am really excited about this. I know Kaner's been talking about it during his updates throughout the morning, but if you haven't heard, what is the one thing, I would say collectively, that a lot of people have been asking about during this whole COVID-19 pandemic? And if you're talking about must-watch television, if you're talking about things that you have to get done or things you'd like to see happen during the stay-at-home, everything's being issued out. You're either sheltered at home or you've been staying at home. And I will tell you, I know I have gone out of my way to tweet about it multiple times about how awesome it would be for ESPN to release the Michael Jordan documentary of The Last Dance. That was slated to come out in June. The 10-part documentary about the 1996 Chicago Bulls, excuse me, on their way to their 6th championship. 96 championship team. Man, I'm getting this all messed up. I misspoke. The 98 team going for their 6th championship. Forgive me on that. If you haven't heard, ESPN has decided to move up the date on the Jordan 10-part documentary. That is going to air, gentlemen, April the 19th. So I know none of us here are Bulls fans, but just the whole story of how that 98 team came together and brought home their 6th championship. When they started teasing this during football season last fall, I was a fan of it immediately, and now we kind of get our wish here. A lot of people tweeting enough about it. ESPN, good call here, moving that up. Will West, I'm sure you agree with me on that one.
Yeah, no, that's good. It's good. Can I be very honest with you? I'm not going to watch it. I'm good. I watch the finals. I'm fine. I don't know that I need 10 parts.
What are you really?
Doing? Yeah, make it like 4. You know what I mean? Like, get it in at this point. I'm incredibly impatient, Tyler. So that is part of it. You know, if we don't have anything mid-April sports wise, and I've gone through Netflix at this point, then who knows? But I don't know. It's fine.
I'm learning a lot about you today. Like, you're not a big fan of like Walter White and Breaking Bad. Like, I get it. You need it now. You need action. But I mean, there's a good chance this could be one of the greatest things that ESPN and their production company has released. At least it could be a dud, but when it comes to reaction-wise and people who want it,
I will tell you, man, there are a lot of people who have been banging on the doors of ESPN up in Sanford for some time to get this thing pushed to production and get
it out.
And
I'm glad they have. I'm glad they're doing it, and I'm glad it will be there for those people who do want to watch it. But you're, I have an incredibly short attention span, so you got to get to your story. Everything needs to be at a John Wick pace for me. So that may be that I have been clinically diagnosed with ADHD and ADD a number of times. So that may play some part into it. I don't know. I watched the finals that year, the NBA season that year. So I'm good. Maybe it'll be. But for those people who kind of were younger during it and maybe want to find out a little bit more by it, and can I be real? And I'm not trying to be a jerk when I say this, because I'm not like media's just it's the media just making things up. I'm not that guy, but I don't know that I trust ESPN's. So some of the way that they do their storytelling after Manti Te'o, right? Like how much did you really dig into? You didn't dig into Manti Te'o because you liked the story and you wanted the story to sound like that. And I do get a little concerned sometimes with ESPN that maybe they're trying to give me too much of a story and they're not paying attention to how factually accurate it is. If it was like Ken Burns style done, and I think some of the 30-30s are great that are done that way. Some of them, though, I just have a feeling it's a little embellished, the stories are, and I don't know that if I necessarily buy the whole thing. So maybe this will be good. We'll see. I'm glad they're putting it out for the people who do want to watch it. That's just probably not going to be me.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900.
You can rip me on that if you want to, Ivans. It's okay.
No, it's not. Well, if you want me to rip you on something, this is where I'm going to rip you on something. How about this? So Doritos just released a new flavor of chips, and I'm trying to not grab a bucket right now. And as my favorite television character, one of my favorite television characters of all time, Wayne Campbell would say, I'm going to blow chunks and hurl. Doritos have just released a new flavor of chip, the Mountain Dew flavor of Doritos. Gentlemen, growing up, I was a big proponent of eating Doritos with my Mountain Dew and the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Getting Doritos flavored Mountain Dew chips, or I should say Mountain Dew flavored Doritos chips, for some reason, this is making my stomach turn 8 different ways a Sunday. I don't know where you guys are out on this. I'm 100%. Like, I'm all about trying one chip each time. It's like, hey, Ivans, try this Pringle, or hey, try this Oreo flavor. It's Peeps, you know, even though I don't like Peeps, I'll try an Oreo once. Don't knock it till you try it, gentlemen. I'm officially knocking this before I try it. There's no chance you're going to put a Mountain Dew flavored Dorito in my hand, and I'm going to A, try it, or B, enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm gonna quote Wayne as well and say it's a hard no. Right? Nah, figure it out. That's what I think about Mountain Dew flavored Doritos. Is there any of those bizarre flavored things that we get now? Because if there's two things we're getting, Oreos and chips. Those are the two things.
Yeah.
Lay's and Doritos. Those are the two things we're just getting some bizarre bootleg-style flavors of as of late. Is there any one of those that you actually like?
No. I mean, I have a friend who works for the local company here in town. I'll just leave it at that. And he gives me some of those new bags, new flavors that they're going to try, or it's seasonal, and they're going to run to see where the popularity
falls off the truck.
Is. I've gotten some falls off the truck chips before. Ever since I tried a wasabi flavor Lay's, I'm good. I can't do it. Maybe I'm just a bland guy. Maybe I'm a bland radio host. You know, I don't watch everything everybody else is watching. I don't get into the crazy flavor game like everybody else does. I like my Lay's plain original or with a little bit of flavor, like a barbecue or a sour cream and onion. Maybe I'll go cheddar a little bit. But if you start getting wacky flavors out there like Sicilian sausage hotness, things like that, I can't do that. No, I don't need a flavor of that. The only time that they actually made something, a chip that I thought was delicious and I was really disappointed that they discontinued, Pringles at one point in time came out with a steakhouse onion flavor. So it tastes like I was eating a Bloomin' Onion from Outback. And I was like, these are the greatest of all time, and they lasted like 3 months. So bad I didn't get to clear the shelves of them.
The biscuit and gravy Lay's were pretty solid, actually. That was an underrated chip. That was the one that I would say, no, I actually like that one. That was solid. I saw dill pickle the other day. I'm good on dill pickle. I don't need that.
Right now on social media, what if I told you to start a 30 for 30? What if I told you that the Andy Griffith 8 seed is making a huge push past Cheers on many, many comments on the Facebook page? Would that surprise you that the eight-seeded Andy Griffith was beating up on Cheers on a lot of comments early out of the game?
Now, is this on Facebook or Twitter? Because if it's on Twitter, then that would surprise me.
It's on Facebook.
It's on
right.
Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook is later adopters and so more conservative sensibilities. And so you're going to – I would not be surprised that Andy Griffith's show would make a run on that.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Start, bitch, cut to get to coming up on the other side. 30 minutes to go here on a Tuesday TSL at 99.1, the Sports Animal. What, you thought we thought about Jimmy? Do you think we forgot about Jimmy's gumbo?
Listen, dude, you do a lot of things well. Not a whole lot, but you do a lot of things well. Probably one of the best things you do is write some liners like that, man. That was great.
Tell me you haven't tried Jimmy's gumbo.
I mean, he hasn't brought it to the building yet. So
has Jimmy not told you about the impressions he got during the whole Jamel Hill back and forth he had?
Oh, I remember.
Will, do you remember the back and forth with Jamel Hill on Twitter?
Yeah, Jamel Hill went after Jimmy Himes, and Jimmy Himes laid her to waste.
No,
yeah,
Jimmy Himes, fan 55, laid her to waste.
Yeah, Jimmy Himes, fan 55, yes, was not happy with the way people went after Himes.
How do you think Himes fan 55 is doing during COVID-19? We need to check on Himes fan 55.
Allegedly, Himes fan 55 is just fine.
Allegedly. So we're in the world of memes before we get to start, bitch, cut. And the best one I've seen so far is a scene from, obviously, Tiger King of a Joe Exotic saying, what's the girl's name who is apparently the woman who pushed her
Carol
husband?
Baskin.
It's Joe Exotic saying Carol Baskin had a tiger eat her husband. And it's Joe Exotic pointing at the camera, clearly a scene, again, taken away from Tiger King. And at the bottom of the meme, it is a squirrely Dan saying allegedly. I don't have time of combining Letterkenny with Tiger King. There's just too much Letterkenny. Well, another show I got to get caught up on, Letterkenny. You guys are putting too much on my plate, okay?
Figured out.
Will, there's too much Thanksgiving dinner on my plate right now of shows that I need to watch. Okay, start, pitch, cut. Let's not get off track here on TSL for Tuesday.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, gentlemen, today is National Clams on a Half Shell Day.
Ooh.
Start, Bench, Cut, clams, oysters, mussels.
I'll jump in here. I'm going to start oysters, I'm going to bench clams, and I'm going to cut mussels. They're all three delicious, but if you have to rank these as we do every day on the program, that's the order that you go in. You go oysters, clams, mussels.
That is the right order, actually. I've nailed that completely, and for exactly that reason. They are all delicious, but that's the order you go with.
We're talking a lot of television shows, sitcoms today, so we got to ask best TV character, this time in a drama. Tony Soprano, Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister. Sorry, I only saw a couple episodes. Tyrion Lannister, which I do know who he is, and Walter White.
I will start Tyrion Lannister in this one. Tony Soprano is fantastic, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to start Tyrion Lannister. That could not have been done better by Peter Dinklage. I'm going to bench Tony Soprano. I'm going to cut Walter White.
Nah, you got this all wrong. I'm going to start Walter White. I'm going to bench Tony Soprano. I'm going to cut Tyrion Lannister. All three of those characters coming from three fantastic shows. But when you want to talk about pure, heart-stopping adrenaline, edge of your seat, what happens next? It's going to be what Walter White did. I'm going to tell you, man, that show, it gets you. It gets you every time.
All right, today is March 31st. Who is the best athlete to wear number 31? Star bench cut. Who? Greg Maddux, Reggie Miller, Mike Piazza.
Ooh.
I think there's an obvious order here, but I mean, it's still good.
Start Greg Maddux. It is bench Piazza. It is cut Reggie Miller. As much as I hate to cut Reggie Miller, I was a Reggie Miller guy.
I have no problem cutting Reggie Miller. Look, all Knicks bias aside, that's the right order. Maddux is the greatest out of those three. The Mad Dog, his Cy Young's, the way he can paint corners. I don't have to remind Braves fans and Cubs fans of his dominance. Piazza's the greatest hitting catcher of all time.
Yep.
Reggie Miller might be one of the most clutch shooters in NBA history. Almost automatic from behind the arc, but unfortunately, Miller time going up against Piazza Party and the Mad Dog, that's the order that it has to be.
All right, best former athlete in commercials. Peyton Manning, Shaq, Brett Favre.
Oh, you're okay. Starting Peyton Manning by a country mile, right? Like he's willing to make fun of himself, and a lot of athletes are not. So you start him. I'm going to bench Brett Favre. I'm going to cut Shaq. So I like Shaq a lot, and I think Shaq is more fun than Brett Favre, but Shaq doesn't show he doesn't show the fun side in those commercials. I also can't think of one he does besides Icy Hot and The General. So and those aren't products that I need. So because of that, I'll cut Shaq.
Gold Bond? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Gold Bond? I would never buy Gold Bond unless Shaq was on there. So I'm a big fan of that. But you know what? I'm going to start Peyton because of the chicken parm you taste so good. All he has to do is give me that jingle, and it's stuck in my head. I'm going to bench Shaq because I think Shaq does a really good job with the CGI general character or whoever is running those commercials. And then finally, I'm going to cut Brett Favre because so far, all the products that he is pimping, I don't need. I don't need Copper Fit right now. I don't need a razor that has 47 blades on it. Favre's a good one, but and the Wrangler jeans, I just don't fit well in Wrangler jeans, so I'm gonna bench or cut Favre on this one.
Who are they playing? The Brads, worst team in the league.
Yeah,
classic. All right, worst front office in the NFL: Texans, Browns, Giants.
let me jump on this one first.
Yeah,
I don't want Will to poor boy this. look, the Giants. I get it. Gettleman in house right now. That's a bad situation, but it's not as bad as what's happening in Houston and Cleveland right now. I'm going to start Cleveland because, look, you can't have as many head coaches as you've had in so many years during ownership and not acknowledge what has happened in Cleveland. Look, Bill O'Brien has done some dumb things in Houston, but at least they're finding success in the playoffs one way or the other. Getting to the playoffs, that's where you bench them. And in this situation, you cut the Giants. You have to cut the New York Giants.
Yeah, I think that's the right order, honestly. Paul DePodesta, they hired a baseball analytics guy to help run their front office, and he just did a power play to be able to take over more of that front office and have a larger say. He's a baseball analytics guy, and this is an NFL front office. And he sucked as a baseball analytics guy and running a baseball franchise. So why he's running an NFL franchise, I don't know. So it is the Browns first. It is cut the Texans because Bill O'Brien, it's like his personal vendetta list. And if you told me Bill O'Brien was trying to run the Texans into the ground, I would believe that right now over he's trying to actually win. And while the Giants are a train wreck and Dave Gettleman's a jabroni, at least he's gone after next year.
All right, last one here, and I'm going to hit lead off for this. Best breakfast restaurant: IHOP, Waffle House, Denny's. You got to start the Waffle House every day. Don't sleep on the Denny's. I had Denny's for the first time a couple months ago. A great breakfast selection there, and then I cut the IHOP.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut the IHOP.
I have not had Denny's in like a decade and a half.
And again, it's always there. I drove by, saw the deal for the breakfast. It was great. I've been back a couple times.
Because I've not had Denny's, I'm going to start Waffle House. I'm going to bench IHOP, and I'm going to cut.
That's fair.
Denny's, but if you know what, I do trust your judgment on that, Kaner. I just haven't had it in so long.
I am going to start the Waffle House because the hash browns are delicious when you have them so many different ways. Scattered on the grill, covered with cheese, topped with chili and mushrooms and all the other things that comes with it. I'm going to bench Denny's because the Grand Slam breakfast might be the greatest invention when it comes to breakfast foods all time. Plus, I used to be a proponent of collecting the cards, the 3D trading cards from Denny's. I'm going to cut IHOP because, you know what, the International House of Pancakes, I just wish they had more options on their menu. So when it comes to pancakes, more options on how to dress your pancakes. So IHOP, unfortunately, will be the cut in this scenario. Hey, Will, Heritage Realty does such a fantastic job each and every day bringing start, bench, cut to the table, do they not?
Yeah, they do. HeritageRealtyKnox.com. It's a boutique firm located at West Knoxville, but serving the entire East Tennessee area, focusing on you, the client, over the needs of their sales pipeline. They're especially incredible when it comes to property management, treating your property as if it's their own and maximizing your investment value at Heritage Realty.
All right, 656-9900, 20s, 30s, 40s Club. Richard, we'll squeeze your phone call in before we say goodbye and get you ready for the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice here on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
The NCAA Division I Council voted Monday to grant an extra year of eligibility to all spring sports student-athletes whose seasons were cut short due to COVID-19 or canceled altogether. The decision allows schools to expand their rosters beyond the current scholarship limit, but NCAA will leave it up to the schools on whether to grant seniors less or equal to financial aid next year to what they got this year. Winter sports did not receive another year of eligibility. And Tennessee football added its eighth member to the 2021 recruiting class, and three-star athlete Jalen Wright out of Durham, North Carolina, writes a speedster 6.29 second 55-meter dash back in December at an indoor track meet. 8:48. Get a check of the roads, the interstates, with our friends at Pete Mockles Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
All right, jam-packed Tuesday TSL set to be in the books. Anything that you've missed? Here on 99.1 The Sports Animal, we encourage you to stop by the website, 99.1thesportsanimal.com. Tyler Ivins, Will West. Let's go to the phones. Let's end things nicely here. Richard's been waiting patiently. Hey, Richard, again, thank you for the patience and good morning to you. Are you in the 20s, 30s, or 40s plus club?
Do you have a 60 plus?
We can put you in the 40s plus, and we can put some additions on in the house. How about that, Richard?
All right, I'll be real quick. Will, this is your old rival from GP. Anyway, I wanted just to add it in at least in the top 20 or so. Green Acres and Beverly Hillbillies. Jethro Bodine is one of the most iconic characters in sitcom history.
That is fantastic. Richard, no, great job.
And Hank Kimball, the agricultural agent on Green Acres, he was also just he was just plain funny. But I just wanted to add those. And on the baseball thing, I was going to ask a question. Most of the major league teams have scouted these college players pretty well. I realize their season was cut short. Don't you think they have a pretty good idea of what they're looking for?
I agree with you, Richard, completely. That's why I've thought, okay, I know it's about minor league baseball, and they don't have minor league spots to put these players in right now and developmental leagues to put these players in right now. But I don't see any reason why you would only go five rounds. If you've done your due diligence and you've done your job and you've been scouting these players, you should know enough to be able to go for, I mean, at least triple that number. And frankly, Major League Baseball can afford to take the hit. So I if it were me and I was running a Major League Baseball team, as little as you're paying these guys, I would want to go ahead and try to draft as many of these dudes as possible, and maybe I can get some diamonds in the rough if I trust my scouting department. I agree with you there.
Okay, well, I appreciate you guys taking my call, and you guys have a safe day.
Hey, stay safe up there in Gatlinburg, Richard. Do appreciate that.
Richard, appreciate it as always.
Okay, quick note for you. I do see the Hillsborough County Sheriff is asking for new leads and the disappearance of Carol Baskin's ex-husband, Jack Don Lewis. So look at that. Tiger King, it isn't just a cultural phenomenon, Tyler Ivins. It's like a comic book character. It's like a superhero. That's what Tiger King
nothing
is.
Nothing like a docuseries to open up a cold case, right?
Yeah, you know what? Joe Exotic is like the Spider-Man of his time.
You don't have to add more seasoning to the soup. I'm going to eat it anyway, okay?
No. I'm not trying to sell past the clothes. What I'm saying is we need to understand that maybe Joe Exotic was a superhero, and he deserves a presidential pardon.
This is like trying to convince me that while watching The Karate Kid, that Daniel-san was the bad guy the whole time.
So Daniel-san wasn't great, though, at the same time. He wasn't the bad guy the whole time, but he wasn't great.
Okay. All right. That's Will West. Eric Kane, if you wouldn't mind, please send us on to the Eric Kane Show with Brian Rice. We'll be back with you again tomorrow morning. That's hump day, 6 a.m. here for the starting lineup. You are listening to 99.1, The Sports Animal.